Welcome to this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. I'm Shauna Ekedahl, modern day woman living a mystical life. And today we're going to be talking about how our environment affects our lives. Have you ever walked into a home or an office and just wanted to run the other way? Maybe it was so disorganized or the energy was so off-putting that you just didn't feel good in that environment. Or maybe even your own home doesn't feel as great as you'd like it to. You know, it's no secret that we are made of energy and that we are always sensing our environment around us. And in fact, I believe we are more affected by it than we'd like to think. And so does my guest today. In this episode, I had a fascinating conversation about how changing our environment can change our relationships, our work, and even how we feel. And this incredible conversation happened with organizational expert and founder of The Spa Life, Diane Halfman. She's a speaker, an author, and she is on a mission to help passionate, high-achieving women entrepreneurs learn to live a life by design instead of by default. She shows successful women how to infuse more harmony into the 9 key elements of their lives to continuously create more peace, beauty, freedom, and joy. Diane's gift is her ability to determine what's holding you back and keeping you in a cycle of chaos just by spending only a few minutes in your space. This innate skill was honed during her years working as an undercover police officer, where she witnessed firsthand the devastating effects of a disorderly home and the amount of drama that it attracts into your life. She believes the clearer the space, the more clarity of the mind. And in this episode, Diane shared one of her tools that will help you discover if your environment feels like a high-frequency space, or if maybe there are some things you want to shift. She also shared about the clarity that occurs when we become conscious of our environment. So let's start transforming our environments and in turn our lives with the help of Diane. Hi, Diane. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Shauna. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. And I, before we kind of jump into our topic today, which to me is such an important topic. I mean, I use this in my own life and I feel like it's a mental shift that happens, you know, for people if they're exposed to this wonderful information that you provide that really takes your life in a whole new direction. But before we jump into that little teaser there, tell us a little bit about how you got into this work and kind of a little bit about your life journey.
Absolutely. So one of the things that, you know, is important for me to talk about is how when I talk about spa life, I talk about how you want to have accomplishment and harmony. And so having both of those things together is really huge. And so to really share that story, it takes me back to, I was a San Diego police officer for 10 years. And that exposed me to a lot of behind the scenes. I was in thousands of homes and really got to see how people were living. And, you know, we all want to show up in the world as being successful and things are all looking right. However, you know, sometimes what's happening in behind closed doors, whether it's in our home or our mindset, it reflects. And so I really started seeing, you know, I coined the term called clutter to drama ratio. And the more clutter that you have in your space, the more drama you have in your life, the more it's challenging to have the thought processes. And so when you start looking at it, it became important to me and an important part of my life journey to help people create a life by design instead of default, because I know that the environment impacts you in such a huge way.
Yeah, it's so true. We are constantly being impacted by what we see, what we experience, you know, and I think it's easy to forget about that because when you live somewhere, maybe you've lived in the same house for many years and you come home every day, you're not really, you know, present to it a lot of times. Like, you know, you're not really taking in your environment, but you are taking in your environment. And so someone, you know, that's why I love your work, because sometimes we just need that help in getting present to what we're around, you know, how we're living. Tell me a little bit more about like what you saw and how you started recognizing that correlation.
Absolutely. So one of the things I found is that, you know, especially when people are, you know, people have this like busyness sense about their life where they're just, you know, they hit the ground running in the morning and they keep going. And in the middle of the day, they'll even be like, wow, where did the day go? And it's just almost like this fast forward. And what happens is that it's not intentionally. People don't necessarily wake up and go, I'm a hoarder or I'm a bad person or things like that. But sometimes there can be a sense of shame or embarrassment of not wanting people to see what it looks like behind the scenes. So, you know, a lot of times when I would get a call as a police officer, I would, of course, we would show up at unexpected times, you know, maybe a neighbor called or something happened. And there's a sense of embarrassment of people seeing their inner sanctum of what's happening. And, you know, what I noticed was that, you know, as things stacked up, as things were out of order, it impacted all the different areas of people's life. It was their relationships, it was their business, their finances, their health. It was all interrelated. And so as I saw this, I also noticed that the reverse was true, that as people cleared their space, had it a place that they loved, that they felt good in, because it's really important about how you feel in your space, so that when you shifted that, it made all the difference in the world to really be able to look at that to impact your space.
Yeah. And so why do you think then, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, in my own life, there are different segments of my life where I feel like I was very clean. And certainly when I was younger, in my younger years, my teenage years, you know, my early 20s, like stuff was everywhere. But it's, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, those times were more tumultuous in my life, right? So kind of like my outer environment was reflecting my inner environment. And do you find, why do you think that we have those struggles, right? Like with tidying up, because I think a lot more people have it than don't have it. And I think you're right on that we hide it, right? Because who wants to tell people about that? Or certainly, you know, you're planning an event or you're going to have people over and you do all these things to your house that you never do, you know, right. Regularly when you're living there, it's like, oh gosh, people are going to come in. And then all of a sudden you start looking through different eyes, right. You know, at your environment. So do you think it's just, you know, not enough time? Do you think it's something even deeper than that?
Yeah, I definitely think it's something deeper than that. And I think, you know, there's a couple things that come into play. And one is just not having the awareness, because as you said, you know, when we walk through our home and our life on a daily basis, we can kind of tune out some of the things that are around us and may feel like they don't impact us in a deeper way. However, everything in our environment actually has an energy, and you know this very well, that impacts us in a lot of subconscious ways and can actually distract us in the things that we want to do in our life. So one of the things that happens is that when we get into busyness, when we start, you know, doing a lot of different things in our life, and things just, they start creeping up. You know, let's say you know, you don't go through the mail, you know, a week in advance or a week in a row, and then, you know, it becomes a month and then it's years. And then all of a sudden there's stacks of things that happen. And sometimes it can be a life event. You know, I've had, you know, several of my private clients where maybe someone's passed away, or it's been a busy time with small children, or they have expanded their business and they didn't make it a priority. And so things added up. In fact, a lot of things that my clients will say is that, you know, I used to be organized, but then I don't know what happened. And then it becomes kind of this shame embarrassment of, oh my God, now that I've had a chance to look around, this really is not a reflection of me. And there's kind of that, I don't want anyone to see it, but I need to do something about it. And so there can be some, you know, kind of feeling bad about yourself. So there's that aspect of it. And I think that's one of the things that people appreciate, you know, with me being in their home, is I've literally been in thousands of homes, and any home that I'm in, it's not the worst that I've seen. And so you really start being gentle with yourself to really look at, okay, how do I want to experience my life and my home and be able to look at it and make it a priority and be able to start making those realizations of how it really does impact your life. And even though you may not see it right away on the surface, if you do think about it, you know, as you mentioned, you know, reflecting back to different periods in your life, maybe when you were in college or teen years or things like that, where what was happening in your space really was having an impact in the rest of your life.
Yeah, it was. And it works both ways, don't you think? It's like what I was going through internally, I think was impacting my environment or the way I cared for it. And then my environment, again, is sending energy back to me. You know, it's kind of like going both ways. I feel like, you know, as you're talking this through with me, again, this is the beauty of awareness, right? So as you're saying this stuff and I'm kind of tracking along with you, it's making me think about different times in my life, right? And what my environments look like. And what's even more fascinating is just from the awareness of what you're sharing today, which is so powerful. I actually can look back over my life and say that there's been different segments. You know how I say we live, you know, many lifetimes within a lifetime, you know, and I can look back and say that different homes that I've lived in have been really distinct lifetimes within my lifetime. And that there is a shift when we change where we live, and not just if we move to a different house, but literally if you were to remodel your house or you're to change the furniture. I mean, what's coming up for me is, you know, feng shui, like how we are, you know, there is energy moving in our environment that's impacting us. And it really does, you know, change a few things around and it feels different.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I always like to share that like one thing changes everything. So everything that is in your space has, you know, a reflection to you, and you have an impact on that. And I also like to share with people that everything we own owns us in some way, in upkeep, in, you know, the cost to it, in the energy it has. You know, there is that direct relationship to everything that is in our space. And one of the exercises I like to have with my clients, and this is kind of a fun thing to do. If you're driving, don't do this, but if you're at home, one of the things that's fun to do is to walk into each room of your home and just stand in the middle of that room and close your eyes. And just see how you feel in that space. Because each room should actually have an energy of what you want to experience in that room. We want to feel differently in our bedroom than we want to do in our office and how we are in like a family room environment. And you can just, by closing your eyes, see how it feels in those rooms. And ironically, especially with our, you know, entrepreneurs, a lot of times they actually don't like doing their work in their office because their office actually makes them feel overwhelmed because there's so many things in there. There's so many distractions that it doesn't allow them to feel prosperous. And for the room that you're supposed to, you know, feel, you know, like you're moving forward in your mission in your life, if you're not feeling like that in the space, it's not really serving you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And that's a great thing. I mean, that's something easy that everybody can do and just start feeling into their room. I'm always saying, you know, certain senses, you know, of like sight and hearing are so much stronger for most people than that feeling sense, which I think is really what we're supposed to be led by, right? That we feel in, even that our heart and how we feel into something leads, and then our brain, I think, is supposed to kick in and support that. And somewhere along the line, I think that got flip-flopped. But I love things that help people start to really tap into how it feels, because we're feeling it all the time. Yeah. Right? It's like, even if we're not consciously saying, I don't feel good in this room, just like you're sharing, some people don't want to spend time in their office because it doesn't feel good to them when, you know, and so they're sitting out on the couch doing their work or at the kitchen table doing their work just because the office doesn't feel good. And yet, how cool would that be if the office actually felt good and they could be in that space? It's like, what creativity would open up? What, you know, what further things could be developed when we are in alignment with our environment? And so tell me a little bit about, because I'm curious, how exactly do you work with private clients? Like, are you meeting them at their house and kind of going through a process with them within their own home?
Well, with my private clients, I work on, you know, many different levels with them. And I usually do that over like a year's time, because I find that these are lifelong habits that people have created and they've kind of gone into default. And I look at, you know, many different aspects of how it is impacting them. So yes, I do go into their home. We do some of those exercises about how they're feeling in their home, how it actually reflects the experience they want to have. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, a home is designed in a way where, you know, we have this sense where this is the master bedroom and this is the office. However, you know, it may not be, for several reasons, where they should have certain things in their home for the experience they want to have. So for example, one of my clients had actually utilized the master bedroom, which was the largest room that had the best view, that had the best light, and actually utilized that for her office because she spent the most time in there. She wanted to be creative and she really wanted to have that kind of experience in that room. And she actually used one of the smaller rooms in her home that was one of a darker room as a more intimate, cozy place for her bedroom. So when you start looking at how you want to live and experience in your life, I help them really, you know, walk through and look at that. And so some of it's in person, some of it's through Zoom. But I think one of the most impactful things is for people to go on retreat, because I have, you know, my women's retreat and our couples retreat. And so what's important is to step outside of your life, because when we're in our day-to-day, in our home, yes, we can make shifts and changes there and we look at their space and how that's interacting. However, I find that some of the best impact happens when you step outside of your life for several days and you're in another environment, because you can then kind of unplug from your regular routines and be able to look at how you want to do things differently, what's working, what's not, and actually creatively designing your life. Because sometimes we have this sense of, you know, people will start saying, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. Well, you don't have to do anything. I mean, we get to choose in this life. And so when you step outside of your life, it sometimes makes it easier to really paint the picture of the life you really want to live.
Yeah. And let's dive right into that. So creating our life versus a life by default, because so often, I mean, certainly it's really funny. When I was growing up, my parents were in the art business for a period of time, and they were repping an artist who she painted all by finger, like no paintbrush. And it's amazing. I mean, the detail is amazing. I don't know how she did it. And her paintings would unfold. Like, she wouldn't just draw a person's figure of a body, they would unfold from the top down or the bottom up. And it was the most fascinating thing to me. And she only painted people up to about age 8. And then from age like 65, 70 on, because she felt like people in the middle of their life lost their soul and the feeling in their eyes. Wow. And it was really impactful for me when I got older, because I grew up around this as a small child. When I got older and I really started looking at her work, because the eyes were so powerful and expressive. And I thought that was such an interesting thing, because, you know, so much of this life by default happens in the middle years, right? When we get so busy, maybe people are raising children, or, you know, they've built big careers, or, you know, they've amassed things, right, that need taking care of and managing. And it can become a time where we just become very disconnected, right, with each other, with ourselves, just in general. And people I see in my own practice, and I know you and I talked about this feeling of like trying to keep up, you know, with all of this stuff and feeling like you have to, but maybe you don't really want to be. And so I love what you do with this life by design and these retreats, because it's really about taking a look at, like, you know, what do I really want to be living here? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what happens is that, you know, even when people are going through the process of organizing, right, because you've got to kind of dismantle things, look at what's in your space, and then make some decisions to see what's the outcome that you want to actually experience your life to be. So a lot of times I, you know, tell my clients, hey, it's messy in the middle. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. It took some time to get here. And so be gentle with yourself as you're making these shifts and these transition. And I think that it's so great that you talk about the, you know, polar extremes of life, because as children, you see the lightness and the joy and, you know, the not being anchored or bogged down by anything, because, you know, clutter, just like weight, is a form of protection. It's a wall that keeps either yourself or your body from really being in being more vulnerable to what is out there in front of us. Because when we clear away the things in our space, it's just us. And we have to really be open to now what are the external things that really can impact us. And that can be scary, because we can kind of hide behind being busy and, you know, running at a million degrees each day and having the things around us. But when we move those things away, there's not just the physical space that opens up, but our self opens up, and we've exposed ourselves in a lot of different ways. And sometimes it takes something very impactful, sometimes tragic, that has people make those shifts. Because if we're just moving along in life, we may not see the impact of how our space or our life choices really impact us. And I would see this a lot, you know, when I was with the police department, especially when I worked undercover and I worked gangs and vice, and so many things were so critical that you could see how short life could actually be. And sometimes it only takes, you know, it takes people what I call the three D's, which is either, you know, disease, divorce, or death, that really sometimes gets to that point for people to wake up, whether it's for themselves or people that they love, that they start going, wow, life really is short. How do I want this ride to be? And to really design that to be the best experience of what you want to have in your life. And we have that opportunity in our space and our mindset and how those work together to really have that expression.
That's really awesome. So do you dive deep into that in your retreats? Tell us a little bit more about, like, is it 2 days, 3 days?
Yes. So, excuse me. So it's 3 days. And we really look in there about, we kind of start with what people's values are. Like, what are you passionate about? What is it that, you know, you want to have in your life? I always talk about, like, your calendar as being your mind in action, that what is on there is what you've agreed to be the reflection of your life. And so a lot of people will look at that and they'll go, like, wow, this is not how I want to have each of my days be. And they start living from a place of, well, as soon as, you know, as soon as the kids get out of school, as soon as I get that promotion, as soon as I sell that company, as soon as, then I'm going to start living my life. So one of the things we start looking at the retreat is, you know, what is really important to you? Is there a legacy you want to live? Is there a charity that's important to you? Is there time you want to spend with your family? And to really start incorporating that into your life now. So we really start in the retreats of not only getting outside of your normal environment, but being in nature, because there's, I always have my retreats at, you know, like spas and locations where you can be out in nature, because there's something about being in things that are greater than ourselves, you know, whether they're trees or the ocean, that allows more flow and more groundedness to really look at how you're living your life and have that opportunity to redesign it.
I love that. That's so beautiful. So I have four questions that I like to ask all of my guests. And, you know, I'm big on spontaneity. I just love when things just naturally come out, right? Because so often we live in a time where we are always pre-thinking about things or trying to plan things or, you know, be in control of things. And so I think this is fun. And the coolest stuff comes for people, you know, off the top of their heads. And it's really based on my process that I take people through called the Anatomy of Transformation. It has four pillars to it. And so the first question is based on truth. You know, we have these inner truths that sometimes are hard to look at. Sometimes they're inconvenient for our lives. Sometimes they mean changes on the horizon. Other times they're enlightening, exciting. You know, we tap into something and we go, gosh, this feels really right to me. And I never realized this about myself. So what is an inner truth that you've discovered along your path?
I would say that, you know, an inner truth for me is to really be present to what's right in front of you. I think so many times we look so many steps down the road. I always like to share my favorite quote by Clement Watt, which is, take the first step, no more, no less, and the next step will be revealed. For me, that inner truth is taking just that first step. I think we can get so bogged down with all the other steps that if we just take that first step, it actually changes the view on what that next step would be. So being present to just that first step really is something I can ground myself in as an inner truth.
Yeah, I love that. And it really is so true. It's like the door doesn't open until you take step one. Then you get the, you know, door two opens, and then you take step two, and then door three opens. And sometimes we get caught up in, gosh, I have to know how this is going, you know, 20 steps forward. What's this going to look like? And that doesn't get revealed, you know, on the first step. And that's a great way to not be overwhelmed too, is just to know we always only have to be taking that one step. Thank you for sharing that quote. I love that. Yeah. The second question is about the second pillar in my process, and that is release. And really, it's the foundation is that when we discover the truth of who we are, certain truths about our life, there's usually something that's been in the way that's been holding us back from seeing that. And it can be a limiting belief. It can be, you know, something we grew up with that had us not see certain things about ourselves. It can be negative emotions that we haven't, you know, resolved or moved through. So what is something that you have released yourself from in your journey? Because doing the kind of work that you do in the world and coming from, you know, your life experience up to this moment, I'm sure there's things that you've moved through to be able to share this with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say for me in my journey, what I've released is perfection. Mm. And I think particularly because especially, you know, helping people organize their life, there could be that tendency to want it to be all perfect. And what I tell people is we don't get organized to have neat stacks of piles on our desk. You know, it's really about how we experience our life and to really embrace that good enough to be like, you know, let's just, we put our best effort forward. There's always time to improve it or do things to make it better. But to step out in the world with good enough is really a way to, it's kind of ties into that, taking that first step. Because if we're waiting for perfection, a lot of times we won't let it happen, or we're worried about how other people will judge it. Or, you know, I even, for instance, when I started doing Facebook Live, it actually took me a lot longer to do it and to start that button, get out there, because I wanted it to be perfect and I didn't want to come back. And I knew it wasn't something I couldn't change, because when it's live, it's just out there, yeah, right?
Yeah.
So it was really challenging for me to actually step into that, because I wanted it to be the perfect words and the perfect message. And when I let that go and I just said, you know what, whatever I say is going to be what people are going to need to hear. It's what resonates with them. It's authentic and it's good enough. That was such a release for me. And showing some imperfections with that also allows the people around me to stand in what's perfect for them in the moment.
Yes, I love all of that. And this is the whole reason I started doing this show, is really just to have these honest conversations that are not planned, that there's no set questions. There's no, you know, because this is how authenticity, you know, comes through, and we're able to really share from the heart with people. And I just feel like we need that more than anything, you know, as a collective, you know, on this planet, is people just telling the truth about life and what it is. And like you said, you know, not feeling shameful about this stuff. I mean, I share all kinds of stuff about my life and the ups and downs of it, because hopefully, you know, that helps set people free so that they can too, right? Because we're all experiencing that. And so I love that. And that's why I think lives are so fun and exciting, is we do, like, you know, the moment the wind blows, or, you know what I mean? It's like fun. It's real, right? It's, yeah, like, you never know what's going to happen. So thank you for sharing that. The third pillar is called experience. And it's really about starting to experience life in a new way and starting to create that experience. And so what is it that you are currently creating more of in your life?
Well, experience is my number one value. So for me and the people who are close to me, they know that I would much rather have an experience than, you know, a gift or even a card. It's just experiencing something with people. So for me, I'm really focusing on creating more experiences with the people I love. So, you know, whether it's my grandchildren and they come over and we swim, and, you know, maybe it's going for a walk. It's just really about stepping outside of routine to have an actual experience with another person that is away from the electronics. I mean, there's so many different things that we do that where we're plugged in, but really consciously choosing time to unplug and to connect with other people.
Yeah, I love that. So important. We'll run on to the fourth, and then I want to have you share where people can find your amazing work. The fourth pillar is align, which is, you know, really about aligning ourselves. It's kind of like the glue that binds us, right, to a new way of being in the world, and that supports us in our highest frequency, that supports us, you know, radiating that light to other people. And so what has helped you, you know, align yourself with your greatest purpose, which is to share this work with the world?
I think that what has helped me to align with my greater purpose is to really just step into it, to really claim it and know that this is my legacy, that if I don't touch people and I don't have the connection with them, then I'm doing a disservice. And one of the things that I know, and part of what, you know, inspires me to really step into this is that, you know, my company gives, you know, 10% of gross to women and children health. And so it inspires me that the more I step into my purpose, the more people that I touch and what I'm doing. And along those lines is to be more expressive, that, you know, to in the moment to tell someone that, you know, I love them. And even with like strangers, I make a point of, you know, smiling with someone, saying something about maybe what they're wearing, and noticing how just saying one positive thing can shift their whole day and their whole experience. And to not hesitate in that, to really just step in and say something that I know will positively impact someone.
Oh, I love that. I call that the big give, right? Just giving from the heart every opportunity you have to, like, you know, we forget how powerful any one person is, and every one person is, to change someone else's life, to help them, to give a smile, to, you know, say a hello, to make eye contact. I mean, you never know how you're impacting those other people's lives, and it's probably greater than you can even imagine. And what a gift that you are sharing proceeds from your company too. I love that. That's so beautiful. And I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you and how to find you. So if you want to share those details, that would be wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I would love to connect with your audience. You can definitely go to my website at dianehalfman.com, and that's DianeHalfman. And a lot of resources there. One of the things that I think is really important, you know, we've talked about having the awareness of your environment and designing that in a way that really impacts you. And one of the things that I've designed to help people to have that awareness of how their environment really affects them is that I've created a clutter awareness quiz. And it takes 4 minutes, and it's really eye-opening to really see what areas you're just knocking it out of the park and it's really supporting you. And then there may be some other areas that you need some support in. But just having that awareness has you really open up to what's working for you and what's not in your space. And you can grab that at theclutterawareness.com. And that is actually theclutterawarenessquiz.com.
Perfect. And we will have that link also posted so everybody can just click that easily and go take that quiz. I know I will be, because that is super helpful. And the one thing about awareness that's so funny is that the more aware you are, the more awareness you know that, you know, there is possible, right? And so it becomes this thing where you start opening up and going, okay, I have days where I wonder, what am I not aware of? You know, like I'm always pursuing more and deeper awareness, which is why I love hosting this show, because I get to learn, you know, right along with everybody else and deepen my awareness. And I really feel like we're always learning and growing, everybody. And that pursuit is such a beautiful thing that keeps us young and vital and excited about life. And so thank you so much for sharing your beautiful gifts. And it's got me thinking in new directions. And I always appreciate that. And you've just been a delight. And I will now walk into my home today and look at it differently after this conversation with new eyes. And so that's really a gift that you've left with me, and I'm sure with, you know, so many people listening. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And I will look forward to seeing you soon. And thank you for being on the show. And we will post all of your links so that you guys can start being aware about your environment as well. Have a beautiful day. If you liked today's episode and have any questions, I would love to hear from you. So send your thoughts and questions to info@shaunaekadahl.com. And if you want to help raise the frequency around the world, leave us a review so we can keep sending out some good vibes. Until next week, my hope and wish for you is that you love big and live abundantly.